Chag Sameach, everyone. First, I'd like to remind everyone that we've prepared information to help you with your at-home davening on Pesach, what to say and when, with page numbers from the Archshul Siddur. You can find a link to this information on our shul website, on the Pesach page, as well as on the Rabbi's Desk page. We also sent the link in a special email, and it's in this week's Pesach newsletter. Pesach is supposed to be a time spent with family and friends, sitting together at the Seder and enjoying the holiday with others. Instead, we're forced to stay where we are, sometimes alone. We're feeling anxious and wondering what's going on. What could our Pesach celebration mean this year? Do we feel like people who are free, or are we back in slavery? Under the circumstances, perhaps under any circumstances, it can be tempting to go through our Seder by rote. But all the elements of the Seder are there for a reason. They are not just random rituals. One that's very prominent is the mandate about the way we tell the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. We must start with criticism, genut, and then move on to praise, or shevach. It would seem that shevach indicates that we're praising God, which implies that our criticism is also directed at God. So why not use a more generic term, like good and evil, sadness and happiness, or positive and negative? Why use the specific terms genut, criticism, and shevach, praise? I think it's possible to say that we are explicitly criticizing God by declaring that He acknowledges giving us hardships. In fact, the Gemara says in Masechet Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amud Bet, and Masechet Sukkah, Daf Nun Bet Amud Bet, that God intentionally sends evil our way every day. The Maharal Prague even asks in Gevurat Hashem, why do we praise God and extol the Exodus at all on Pesach? What's the point? After all, God is the one who put us in Egypt and caused our suffering in the first place. The Maharal answers that if it not for the negative part, we wouldn't have the positive. We'd be disengaged from life. We'd be stuck in the same place forever. In other words, if we had never been slaves, we can never become free. That's why the Gemara Masechet Megillah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Bet says that God sends us the cure before the sickness. Or put another way, He embeds the solution in the problem. So why does He bring us so many difficulties in the first place? To give us the opportunity to discover the solutions only found within those difficulties and thereby develop ourselves and fulfill our potential. I think this is the message we can take from this year's Pesach in particular. We begin the Seder with criticism to teach us that we must acknowledge the gravity of our situation and not sugarcoat it. But for whatever reason, we need this negative experience to bring out the goodness we desire. Of course, when you're in the midst of a painful challenge, as we are right now, it's very difficult to look at life that way. But this year, more than ever, we must try to absorb the message of the Haggadah, that God sends these hardships to help us grow, and that we should look for the good, the positive, the solution to the challenge in order to appreciate and see that goodness. And if we can keep that positive perspective in the face of all our anxiety and uncertainty, we will have the strength to endure this dark and difficult time and somehow come out better for it on the other side. May God fulfill His promise He made to us immediately following the Exodus. Kol ha-machla she-santi b'Mitzrayim, lo asim alecha, ki ani Adonai rofecha. I will not place the entirety of the illness upon you, because I am God, your healer. May Hashem heal us in every way from this terrible malady very soon. Chag Sameach.